Greetings in the name of the Lord. We have been thinking of a very important subject, and this subject in this series of messages is the example of Christ to the believer. I have before pointed out, and I want to remind you of this again, that the Lord Jesus is our perfect example. In this life, we have pointed out, no matter how dedicated we might be, no matter how much we sincerely want to follow the Lord Jesus and obey Him, sometimes we're going to fail. We are human beings. Sometimes people demand things of us. We might feel them a bit unreasonable when they make these demands. Sometimes we're busy. We don't have time always to pay attention to people as they seem to need us to. And so sometimes we're going to fail. Even the unsaved people sometimes look at Christians. I remember one man saying to me, "There are so many hypocrites in the church, and I don't want to be a Christian. If that's what Christians are, that's not what I want to be." I think his observation was unfair. It may be true that there are some people pretending to be good Christians, and they aren't really. But I know in every church, there are dozens and dozens of people who are dedicated, who sincerely want to follow the Lord Jesus. So sometimes the unsaved person is unfair. He simply has decided he doesn't want to be a Christian. That's the reason he criticizes Christians. But even with such a man, I would simply say to him, even if many Christians fail you, the Lord Jesus will never fail. You can trust him. In other words, he's the one I follow, and you can follow him too. You can believe in him too. So it's true, when I talk to such a man who is criticizing Christians, it's true, I might say, that even I might fail you sometime. And I'm sorry for this. I would ask your forgiveness. But I have one who will never fail you. And so I would point out to him in a very kind way, you are without excuse in rejecting this one, the one who is a perfect example. And the same would be for Christians who feel that other Christians sometimes fail them. So we've been thinking of this subject, the example of Christ to the believer. I want to consider at this time the subject of humility. The subject of humility. I want us to read again from Philippians chapter 2. And today I want us to go back to verse 1 and then come down into the example of Christ beginning in verse 5. If there therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and if any mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And then we come down to the example of Christ. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, or have this mind among yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And now verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So now the Lord Jesus not only submitted to God, as we spoke of before, but he also humbled himself to take upon him the form of a servant. Imagine again now, here is the divine Son of God. He is the King of glory. In verses 9 to 11 it speaks, after he ascended back to heaven again, after his resurrection, how God exalted him again to his former position, so that now people would give him even more honor than they had ever given him in eternity. They would give him great honor. They would bow at his feet, and they would worship him, and they would exalt him, and cry out his name according to Revelation chapter 5. Worthy is the Lamb. But he had to humble himself first. In order for him to be so recognized, he would come down to this earth and in humility submit himself to being born in fashion as a man. in humility live on this earth, in humility die on the cross. And so what a wonderful example the Lord Jesus is. Sometimes people will say, well, how can he be my example? He's the divine Son of God. No, he became perfect man. He was tempted in every way like we are, and yet without sin. He became perfect man. And so in this perfection as man, he was perfect man. He lived as a wonderful, glorious example to every believer today. And so we can take courage in this whole matter. Now you will notice, as we read verses 1 to 4, will you notice the type of humility which is called for? It's our humility in our walk in this world. First of all, humility before God, of course. We are not to be proud as we come before God. No matter what we do for God, we're not to be proud of ourselves. The glory goes back to the Lord Jesus for everything we do. And in our relationship with God before others, we also are not to be proud. We're to have a very humble position. I note, for instance, in Luke chapter 9, and then again in Luke chapter 24, that the disciples had a very proud attitude. This is one of the things the Lord Jesus had to deal with, even in that Last Supper with them. You read, for instance, of this long conversation the Lord Jesus had with them in the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapters of John, where the Lord Jesus had to teach them again what it means to really belong to the Lord Jesus. But as they followed the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 9, about halfway through his ministry, they were arguing among themselves who was the greatest among them. And then a year and a half later, they carried this same argument into this last meeting with the Lord Jesus before he went to the cross. They were going to sit down over supper with him. But as they entered that room, they were arguing among themselves who was the greatest. There was no one among them who was humble, in other words, a humble follower of the Lord Jesus. They were not willing to even wash the feet of the Master, because that would humiliate them. That would humble them. Even the Master, the Lord and Master, who deserve their humility. Nevertheless, they would not humble themselves to wash the Master's feet. And finally, the Lord Jesus gives them this example, kneeling down before them. Here he is, the Lord of glory, kneeling before them and washing their feet. And so Jesus is teaching them humility. I just want to make a couple of suggestions to you about this matter of humility. First of all, we are to be humble in our approach to God. I want to emphasize this again and again. We approach God in a humble way. We kneel before his throne. We're not demanding things of God. We're not taking a proud stance before him. We approach him as sinners saved by his grace. How wonderful it is, sinners saved by his grace. So we approach him in humility. We approach him in deep praise and thanksgiving, acknowledging his command over us, his authority over us. And number two, according to Philippians 2, 1 to 4, we take a humble approach with others. We may be more gifted than they are. We may have greater abilities than they have. We may have a higher position in a church than they do, but we are to have a humble servant's attitude. In other words, we're here to serve other people, to get our hands dirty, so to speak. Not our souls dirty with sin, but our hands dirty in service to other people. So we have this humble attitude, considering others better than ourselves, never being proud before other people. We take a humble position in this world. And then finally, we humble ourselves in the way we serve the Lord Jesus, being willing to go anywhere, to do anything for him. Even though our position we might consider to be too high for such service, nevertheless, we humble ourselves in our service for the Lord Jesus. So in this passage, he is teaching us humility. And it's my prayer, as we have thought for a few moments about this subject, that in our hearts we will have a humble attitude with God, with others, and in our service for God, in carrying his message throughout the world. We may have this very, very humble attitude. No matter how others act, no matter how even they treat us, we may have a very humble attitude. And so the Lord Jesus, as our perfect example, is exhorting us to humble ourselves even as he humbled himself. I pray this for you, and may the Lord bless you, each one.